Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
A new summit bringing together over 200 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women, including those who identify as cis, trans and non-binary, into an arena of decision-making with a diverse range of public and private stakeholders, is taking place in Canberra. And joining me on NITV Radio to explore this summit is Stella DeCrosse, Indigenous Business Australia's Director of Community and Customer Experience. Indigenous Business Australia, also shortly known as IBA. Welcome to NITV Radio, Stella.
Hello, thank you for having me.
IBA has been instrumental in bringing this summit together. Tell us about how the idea and how the summit came about.
So the summit is an initiative of our Social Justice Commissioner, June Oscar, and started 5 years ago, where she went out on country and explored and listened to women's and girls' voices about challenges for them in their communities and in their life. And so this is the second stage of Commissioner Oscar's plan in bringing women from all over Australia and girls together to plan and for the future, to stand and have a conversation with government and to inform policy or to create the direction, I guess, the way policy changes for our voices to be heard into the future. And IBA's role has been our Executive Director of KIA, KIA Dow, Executive Director, has been sitting on one of the advisory groups of the summit since its inception, and so has contributed to the strategy. And IBA, we are proud to have been able to sponsor the summit, and we've supported more than 40 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women from remote and regional locations to attend the summit on our own. And so spending time with women and learning about their economic opportunities and security and safety concerns.
In my introduction, I said 200 women, but actually there's far, far, far more than that.
Yes, this morning they announced to the delegates that there are almost 900 or some 900 women here in Canberra, in the place of democracy meeting and joining together to share our voices. And these women are mothers and grandmothers, are aunties, are daughters, are sisters and nieces. And we are joined by non-Indigenous women as well, our allies and supporters, who will help us with change.
And the theme of the summit is We Are the Change. Who came up with this theme? Because change is a very powerful thing, of course. Everyone wants change, a positive change. How was this theme developed? Was it by the conveners or together with some of the participants as well?
I think it came from the conveners and Commissioner Oscar, and over the 5 years of consultation and speaking with the women and designing the steps and pathways forward, Commissioner Oscar told us this morning that she could see, and that through generations, that her mother and older generations had told her before, that she could see that our women and our girls are the change. And to be in this place, we create the change. And so I believe that's how they came. I came up with the title for the summit.
Yeah.
Got a bit sidetracked there.
What are the main areas of conversations will be explored?
Areas of conversation, there will be a focus on social justice and economic empowerment, which is something that IBA, where we are intrinsically linked in change for all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, our mandate drives and supports this for women and all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, actually. Leadership, land, culture and community, health and housing and safety, and as quite a few representatives from the creative space as well, and talking about culture and language and community as well. So they are the main themes for the summit.
Yeah. And you said prior to the conference that our First Nations women and girls are often the backbone of our communities. So creating a safe space for our women to gather elevates their voices to influence transformative change. This aligns very well with the theme of the conference. What changes would you like to see happen in priority?
I think all changes are important and a priority. I'm blessed to be here to participate in my own capacity as a Southern Aranda woman as well, and to have my voice heard, and also I guess as an IBA delegate and representative, economic empowerment and security is very important. And when our women are financially well and can provide for their family and their community and they are confident, then that resonates through the community and through their children and through their broader family as well. So I think economic justice and empowerment is critical, but as are all the themes, it would be really hard to say that we would just see actions in more in one area than any other area as well.
Yeah. I gather the conference stems from discussions that started already in 2020, 2021. Where to from now? Is it going to be a regular event or it's a one-off?
That's actually the Social Justice Commissioner, June Oscars, and her team's call. I know that this week we'll mark the forming of a national plan for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women and girls. And June Oscar also announced this morning that there is plans for a gender equality or justice institute as well. So I imagine that these will contribute, that action plan or the plans that we create here will contribute to the future of that. At IBA, we would love to see a conference like this continue to bring so many First Nation women together, and to create change, really, and build confidence and network with each other.
Yeah. Now, the conference has got an Aboriginal name. I didn't dare say it in the introduction because I couldn't pronounce it and I wouldn't want to massacre this name. Can you say it for us? Wiyani Utangani?
Wiyani Utangani. Which Commissioner Oscar explains so passionately and so well in her language, in Bunuba language, that represents women's voices and many women's voices. Wiyani Utangani.
Wiyani Utangani is the conference that's currently taking place. Now, before I let you go back to the proceedings, any final thoughts?
Yeah, it's such an inspirational place to be, and this is really only day one. So we have two very full, amazing days ahead of us. Even this afternoon, we'll hear more stories. We'll be hearing women's stories from community, from regional and remote, and from urban locations. And so I think the critical point for us as coming together will be to listen and to learn and to support and share.
Stella DeCos, thank you very much for taking the time to join us on ITV Radio today to talk about Wiyani Utangani Summit.
Thank you very much. It was nice to talk to you.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.